We're good.
Good morning, everybody. Calling the meeting to order at 10:04 a.m. This is the June 22nd, 2023 meeting of the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners. We will start by, I'll read, you listen, the introductory statement to go over our procedures today. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believed them to be at the time of denial or revocation, justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the General Statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may make brief opening statements. I ask that you make them brief at the opening. I think people have been losing sight of that over the past few weeks. And each chance will have a chance to present your cases after the brief opening statements. In those opening statements, you can indicate the scope of the case and what you would like to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present in voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes Section 29-28D, and pursuant to Connecticut Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones or put those on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hallway to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Thank you. Okay, calling the roll of the board, Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Colonel Overture.
Here.
Colonel Lewis.
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
I am here. Mr. Gray is not coming either.
He's not coming.
Ms. Johnson's not here. Dr. Conrad's not
coming.
He's got
strep throat.
Regardless, we do have a quorum. I will now call the roll of the agenda. Does everybody know their case number? If you don't know your case number, come forward. They will know your case number. Because I will be calling by case number, not case name.
Go ahead, what's your name? What's the name?
It is on your letters. Yep.
It's on your letter.
That's okay, yep, I see she's getting her orders.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, number one. 22, 282. Good to go, everybody. All right, case number one, 22-282.
Issue authority.
Is the appellant here?
Yes, he's here.
Oh, you just found your number. Great. Both parties are here. Case number two, 22-018.
Issuing authority.
The appellant has not checked in on that one.
Okay. Case number three, 22-375.
Issuing authority.
Okay, both parties. Case number four, 22-294.
Issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. Case number five, 21-894.
Issuing authority.
So was that 854?
894. Case number six, 21-852.
Issuing authority.
The appellant is here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Case number 7, 22-238.
Issuing authority.
He did. All right, both parties, thank you. Case number 8, 21-854.
Issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. Case number 9, 22-065.
Issuing authority.
Checked in. Is it?
22-065. You're here. Okay, great. Both parties are here on that. Case number 10, 21-825.
Issuing authority.
The appellant is on his way. He's driving from I don't know where, Florida, South Carolina. I did talk to him this morning.
Was he
heading
Carolina?
For Hartford. I said, no, go to what, Middletown.
Okay.
So I did speak to him. He's coming.
We'll pass that. Well, hopefully by the time we get there.
Mm.
Case number 11, 22-348.
Yep. Issuing authority.
Both parties,
okay.
Thank you. Case number 12, 21-397.
Issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. This is like opposite of last one. Case number 13, 22-216. Both parties, thank you very much. Anybody who's testifying, so anybody who's speaking to us who is not an attorney, please stand and raise your right hand. Okay.
Stand.
Yep. Sir. You're an appellant, yeah. Unless you don't talk to us, but. Do you solemnly swear or affirm as the case may be that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God, or on penalties of perjury?
I do.
Thank you.